new guys and how you feel about your group headed into the season.
Well, camp went well. Everybody is healthy, ready to go. So I think that's the number one thing that everybody try to get done during camp is to work hard and come out healthy. So we very excited about that piece. The other piece to that is, I feel good. I feel good about the team we put together. This is the first time I've tacked the transfer portal heavily like I did. We brought in about 20 something transfers, and then we brought in about 20 something freshmen in our recruiting class. And so you really have a new football team as far as us last year and this year. And the number one thing since January has been, okay, how do we bring all these guys together so they begin to feel like they've been playing together for 3 or 4 years? And that's really the trick and a challenge that you will have when you do, you flip your roster the way we have.
First question this afternoon from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Mike, why did you determine to attack the transfer portal like you hadn't in previous years? Thank you.
Thank you. The reason being is we're coming into the CAA. I really felt like, to come into this league, you got to be good up front, offensive line, defensive line. That's where it's at. Got to have really a good quarterback in this league. I think that's very important as you come in. You got to have some speed. I saw Monmouth when they came into the league, really was in every football game because of their team speed. And so I felt like having speed all over the football field could help you. And then, quite frankly, we was real bad on defense. And me being a defensive guy, I just didn't like that. So you only see two starters from last year. Defensive group, and you only see really three guys that played on that defense last year. They're still here. Those are the reasons that I felt like I had to get in the portal and change the outlook of this football team.
Thank you, Mike.
Coach, your next question from Chris Clark. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Coach Minter. Nice to finally see you. Tried to get down here twice, but couldn't quite connect there, buddy. I'll see you Thursday night. My question is coming right out of the shoot against William and Mary. I mean, nothing like going right for the top to measure your Campbell Camels there against a squad like that. What are you hoping to see from them Thursday? Obviously the win, but if not that, what are you looking for out of that crew to see on Friday morning on that table?
Yeah, I sent some gift cards to all my CAA commissioners and all those great people who put them as the number one opening week. Just kidding there. But because we already had these guys already scheduled as a non-conference game, it became a conference game, and we were going to play them anyway week one coming into this season. So with that being said, what I look at and what I really expect is us to play tough. This is something that we've been building this football team to be. It's a tough football team. So whatever situation comes up, we battle through. The second piece of that is being smart. And we spend a lot of time of really just teaching football, the situations, what's important to this organization to win football games. And then what the opponent is trying to do to you. So, being smart about taking care of your body, doing those non-football related things on the football field that really affects what happens on the football field. The other piece of that is physical. I want to see our team be physical this Thursday night, and that's what I'm looking for is a physical football team. And then lastly, the thing that I'm looking for, Chris, is for us to be fast in how we operate, fast in how we play. This football team has an average 18 miles per hour as far as practice is concerned. Just to kind of give you guys a you know, something to compare that with. Last year's football team, we averaged in camp, we was around 16 miles per hour as a football team in camp. And so we've got faster. We've gotten faster. And we want to play that fast. Last year when we played William & Mary, we played at around 16 miles per hour. So hopefully we can continue to play at that speed that we've been practicing throughout camp. And we look forward to seeing if we can get those four pillars shown to everybody in game one.
Coach, if I could just follow up on that one there, when you stepping up in class, just like a boxer, everybody thinks just punch harder, but that's not, that doesn't work. You can't just go in there and punch harder. What have you done, not just to get your guys faster, I mean, other than to speed up the pace of play, but what else have you done to get them ready for stepping up another notch?
Yeah, well, I think the off-season training is really where it's at, where you get your guys to be able to have those four type pillars. You got to have a great off-season and training. And I thought our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Spellman, has done a great job of doing those things that you're talking about. You got to go hard on your conditioning. That's one of the things that we really drove home with our guys. And so it's really a lot of non-football related things that you try to build the will of your team, the will of the individual. So when the moment comes, your will is bigger than your skill. And I think that's just so important for young people to get today, because so many of us rely on the skill. We think that's all it is. And, when you playing the William & Mary, man, they're going to test the will of you, not just the skill of who you are. And that's really what we've been focusing on. How do we build a mind let's say compete at a level that some people didn't know they could. And the only way you do that is you got to push the body and you got to push the mind to different places that they've never been before, so they can know that they can do it. And I think that's the most important thing that we try to get out of everything we do in the off season.
Will and the skill sounds like a t-shirt, but we'll talk about that later on there. But let me ask you about playing on Thursday night there. I mean, that's getting back to that anytime, any place, anywhere, old Virginia Tech, we got you. Is that the new mantra at Bowie Creek, and how you guys getting ready for playing, starting early like this?
Yeah, no, Thursday night has been something, man, that we love to do around here if we can. And it just happened to work out this year that we're able to, open up at home and then at the same time do it at a Thursday night. Hopefully the hurricane goes the other way so we can play this game on Thursday night. And, we're just looking forward to it. You're going to get a bigger crowd on Thursday night because all the students, where they going? They got to go back to class on Friday, so they're going to be here. They ain't going home on the weekend. And I think that's the biggest thing, too, is that you get an opportunity to get a big crowd at your first home game. And then it definitely helps to have the number fourth team in the country coming into your house and being able to play this type of football team. So that helps in the excitement of the first home game on a Thursday night.
The last one, I'll stop monopolizing this, I promise there. Thank you, Rob, for letting me, pester Coach here. But the last couple of years, I've noticed the crowd steadily growing. And even at the most latest, the video I got from the stands, from the people watching you guys on your Fan Appreciation Day, how much have you noticed the crowd grow, the interest grow, and the interest in the program? Because it's starting to pack bark.
Yeah, it really is, Chris. We are starting to create a brand around here, and it's been pretty tough because you think about all the great football teams that's in this state and us being, the newest kid on the block and trying to, take some of them fans that was watching these other football teams in the state of North Carolina. So it's been tough and it's been fun building what we have today. And, when I took this job, man, we were non-scholarship PFL. Not to say anything about them, but at the end of the day, now you in, I believe, the best conference in football in the Coastal. And man, I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, that's really what life is all about, is being able to be connected to a brand like this, and now we get an opportunity to up the ante a little bit and see where we fit into this conference.
Thank you, Coach. I'll see you Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Coach, next question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Coach, Marty O'Brien with the Virginia Pilot. You mentioned the 20-plus transfers. Tell us about a few of the guys who have emerged as key players for you in camp that are transfers and where they came from.
Yes, sir. Man, wow. We got a lot of impact guys that have had a great camp. Really, most of these guys came in mid-year, and so they've been here for a while. Starting on offense, one of the guys we got is Kenzie. He's a tight end. He's come from Bowling Green. He's about 6'6", about 235, and just can stretch the field. This guy's going to be a problem. At this level, just unbelievable athlete, and the ability to high point the ball. Well, you 6'6", and you can stop and jump. You become almost unguardable, and that's what he's been since spring ball. It's been really difficult for the defense to deal with him, and so Javonte Kenzie will be a guy that. He'll wear number 15. He'll be a guy that, people will look at and say, wow. I believe everybody else on offense has been guys that's been here. So you know about Mike Edwards and Tyler McClellan that is our offensive tackles. And so they'll be here. But we got an offensive guard. From UCLA, Baraka Barek, and this guy is another kid that we needed a guard, and he comes in at 6'4", 330 pounds, and can run and can move, and so he fits right into what I like. Is big offensive lineman that can move people off the line of scrimmage, and so he'll come in at left guard, and so you got a kid right there that's able to take us to the next level as far as our offensive line is concerned. And so those two additions to our offense has really made us really, really good on the offensive side of the ball, because us losing Julian Hill, who's our number one target last year at tight end, who's, with the Dolphins at this time, we had to replace him. And so we was able to do that in a big, big way. And then defensively, George Wilson will be a kid that he'll play outside linebacker, he'll wear number 4. He's 6'4", come from Florida State. I can see why it didn't work out at Florida State, because he couldn't put weight on the way that they need their outside linebacker, defensive end type body to do. And since he's been here, he came in at 210 and now he's at 225. And so he was able to put on 15 pounds since being with us. And so that's been really, really good for that kid. And then Isaiah Green, who's on the Senior Bowl watch list. He's not an FBS guy, come from Central Connecticut, play cornerback, but every NFL scout that has been on our campus have been talking about him. He's a 4-2 guy, corner that you're going to need on the outside. So that's been really good. And then you got Kevin Bailey, Champ Bailey's son. And he comes from, Colorado. Over there and with Colorado State. to be more specific. This kid is like his dad, man. This guy can play some football. Love is poise and confidence. And so he'll be the other corner over there. And so one of the things I felt like you have to do in a CAA is get you two corners that you don't have to worry about. They can go out there and cover whoever outside, so you can use the other nine players to try to stop the run that people love to do in this league. So those are some names that'll pop off at you when you watch Thursday night.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
All right, you guys have a good one. All right, thank you.
That concludes.